Joining us now, Carrie Severino with Judicial Confirmation Network. She is the Judicial Crisis Network's Chief Counsel, Policy Director, and former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So who better to discuss a case before the Supreme Court that is starting today? Carrie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Let's talk about the Masterpiece Cake Shop. They are in front of the Supreme Court. They are being sued by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And this is about the fact that this bake shop owner said, I'll sell you a cake, but I'm not going to decorate it the way you want me to decorate it. Why is this case different from some of the other cases we've seen? Is it different? It seems like it is.
Well, I think in this case, there's a very clear idea of how Jack Phillips, the baker here, is using cakes as his artistic expression. He's actually an artist first and then got into pastry baking and is combining the two. And he said to this couple, you can buy any cake you want off the shelf. That's fine. But I can't lend my artistic expression to promoting a message I disagree with. And Colorado, the state of Colorado, is telling him otherwise. It's saying, no, this is a message you have to send, even though they're willing to give lots of other people exemptions for, say, not creating cakes that are anti-Semitic or cakes that are even opposed to same-sex marriage. So it's a real biased situation in the government side, and it's someone who simply just wants to carry out his business in accordance with his faith.
Now, the gay couple involved here, Charlie Craig and David Mullins of Denver, argue that this is about the rights of gay people. This is a quote now, the rights of gay people to receive equal service in business and not be afraid of being turned away because of who they are. It's about basic access to public life. Is there a legal question there that works in their favor, or do you find that the case is pretty clear cut?
Well, I think the thing that makes that undermines that argument is the fact that he was willing to serve them. This would be a very different case, I think, if he said, I'm just not going to serve a whole class of people who walks in my door. That's not the case. He's happy to give them any other kind of cake. But whether it was a gay couple or a straight couple who asked for a cake sending this particular message, he would have said no. And he has a lot of other kinds of cakes that he says he won't make either. So a bachelorette party cake with a kind of lewd theme to it, he wouldn't make. He doesn't make Halloween cakes with devils on them and things. So it's not about this issue. It's simply about messages. And it's not about the people he won't serve. It's simply a message he won't do. So that's what makes it a First Amendment case, I think, more than a discrimination case. And that'll make the difference today in the court.
And Carrie, to me, because it is being viewed as an artistic issue, as opposed to I'm just not going to make the cake. Is this why, for instance, artists can say, well, I'm not going to perform for the president. I won't perform for this person because of their political beliefs. Is this along the same lines?
Well, yeah, we certainly have a right in this country to not be forced to speak, or in that case, art is sort of a form of speech, with a message that I disagree with. And that's something that our country has held very dear for a long time. So the good news is there's so many different kinds of people in this country. There are going to be lots of people who do want to perform for the president or want to come and meet him at the White House. There's a lot of people who are going to be happy to make this cake. And the question is whether we can simply live and let live and have different people choosing which messages they want to send.
Now, as you being a court watcher, do you have a sense of what direction the court is going to go? Have you seen any signs kind of foretelling where the arguments will be today and what kind of reactions from the justices that you'll get?
Well, we could see one of two different scenarios. One is it turns into this 5-4 case, and then really Justice Kennedy's vote is the swing vote on this. He's typically the swing vote in the middle of the court. Or I think you could see something like we saw last year in the Trinity Lutheran case, which was the big religious freedom case last term. That was 7-2. That's because there are a lot more justices in this court that are going to say, hey, maybe I don't agree with this particular form of speech or this particular religious principle, but I think there is a real place in our Constitution that protects those. So you might see this cross, you think of as the typical cross the aisle on the court side of things, and bring a much broader coalition. We'll know more after we hear some of the questions, I think, at oral argument this morning. I'm excited to hear them.
Depending on how the ruling goes, I mean, one way or another, it may be that this could set a massive precedent, and just the way I see it is, if the art argument holds up, and which basically will allow for people to continue to provide services to anybody who walks in their doors, unless it involves artistic expression, then they get to make a decision. If it goes the other way, though, if the idea is, well, no, the cake shop should be compelled to make this cake, and to use their art in this way, that's going to set a massive precedent nationwide, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll see what happened to Jack Phillips happened to a lot of other people who are involved in any way in the wedding industry. He basically had to just drop 40% of his business because he couldn't make wedding cakes at all. That's obviously a huge blow for a baker. And when you think of photographers, if you had to say, I'm not doing weddings, what a huge portion of your business is. It would unfortunately make people of faith, or at least people that share his views in faith, not able to access a lot of fields and industries, and that would be a real shame in a country.
And it's not just
protect religious freedom.
And it's not just faith. It's about politics here too, as Mary said. You could now it'll make it that much more difficult for anybody to turn down doing services that they disagree with, right? So if a political event, if a performer would normally go to any political event, and all of a sudden they disagree with your politics because you're pro-life or pro-choice or whatever, and they're like, I'm not showing up for that reason, then they're running afoul of the law and precedent set by the Supreme Court.
And the thing that makes that so dangerous is when you've got the government picking and choosing which messages they think are okay to hear, it's a real problem. It means whoever wins, there's a lot of high stakes. You could make a law that, regardless of which side wins, they're going to then criminalize the other side's beliefs and expression. That's not the kind of country any of us wants to live in. We don't want a yo-yo going back and forth between the two parties and our laws that way.
Right.
I think it's much better to have a system that just allows people to speak. And this is why we have the First Amendment.
It's interesting. That's why, like, in a case like this, you might support gay marriage, but there are actually good legal reasons why you'd want to support the Masterpiece Bake Shop here for this.
And there have been some gay couples who stepped forward and said the same thing. And I think that's a hallmark of our society, that we can stand up for people's beliefs even when we disagree with them 100%.
Carrie Severino of the Judicial Crisis Network, thanks for breaking it down. I know you'll be at the court. We'll check back in with you soon.
Thanks.